guys, and welcome back to the Lucid Dream Podcast.
Or for the very first time. I'm Viv.
I'm Felicia.
And we're talking about the challenge.
Oh, it kept going.
I was about to say a low register this time. Whoa. I feel like I sounded like a dog. We're going over episodes 13 and 14. So, but I feel like it's been a long season.
It is. But I think because like this, I don't know. I just feel like things have just been getting in the way in terms of sometimes it's like, oh, no episode this week, but why?
Oh, yeah. It was like the VMAs. And then this week in particular, I don't know why.
I think it might have been Thanksgiving. I don't know.
What has that to do with the challenge?
Yes. I just feel like MTV, all you got to do is press play.
I don't know. Are they thinking about like viewership? Is that what they're worried about? Viewership numbers?
But I mean,
wouldn't you watch the challenge with your family?
Yes.
What side are they on? Are they on? What was it? Are they part of the Vacation Alliance or do they like Johnny's Angels? Oh, God. Well, to recap, Olivia, Michelle and Carr are the new targets for episode 13.
Bananas picked those. Shocker.
Whoa.
I was taken back.
Oh, couldn't believe it. This is news to me.
I just wouldn't have expected that. I thought Bananas liked them, friends.
And I like, after the elimination, they come back and Michelle and Josh are still arguing. They're still getting each other's fucking nerve.
Yeah. I don't know. Whose side are you on with that whole thing?
I mean, like, I would say Michelle, because Josh, yeah, you're not making sense. I think it was like Derek who said, like, Josh, that's cool. You want to be friends with everybody, but you can't be on everybody's side.
That's the one thing I will say. I don't know. I just, yeah, I was a Michelle. That would annoy me. Like, go, you go, Theo. You go, Bananas. Like, that would annoy me. Like, I just, like, I don't know. I feel like the most appropriate thing in that situation would be is to stay quiet.
That reminds me when Tori, for her, I think this was Double Agents, her plaything was Emmanuel, and he was versus Devin in elimination, and she was trying to help Emmanuel, and people are like, yo, what the fuck is your problem? Like, Devin's your number one, bro. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
For some plaything that she fucking forgot. I was going to forget the next time around. Like, that shit pissed me off. So it was a little bit like that. But then Bananas poking and prodding that argument to be bigger, because that's what Bananas does. You can't tell him who he can root for. Da 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 da. But, like, that's, I mean, like, what was it? Like, your number in the game is up. And you're rooting for somebody else. Yeah, it's going to piss me off.
Yeah. Yeah, honestly, especially, like, it's, like, right next to, yeah, and it's also, like, Michelle's supposedly your friend, but the second Bananas gets back, he's gonna say Michelle's name as a target, so it's, like,
exactly, so, like, what was it?
Yeah, I would be annoyed.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, like,
you're rooting for someone who's actively against me, and then you want to be friends? Like, how does that make sense?
Yeah, and I don't even think it's, like, I don't know, I don't even think it's, like, a friend thing. Like, I just think that you could be friends with someone and not be working with them.
Yeah. You can. It's happened quite a few times.
Yeah. But I saw an interview with Josh, and basically, he said that he was already more siding with Banana's side because apparently Devin had written out everything. He'd written out everyone and the people that they're working with. And then he put Josh in the middle. And basically was telling him, you're going to have to, like, pick a side, like, eventually. But I don't know if that's, like, to me, that fucking crazy. Because, first of all, it's a game and people are in the game. So I think him strategizing, it's not surprising that Devin strategizes and Devin's manipulative, clearly. Like,
yeah, I mean, he probably showed Josh that to kind of, like, tempt him to pick a side. So that Devin knows, like, what was it? Like, you're a question mark. This, like, I think it was pushing him, like, figure it out so I know how to fucking treat you next time, either with grace or with, trying to get you down in the sand. Yeah, it is not really surprising, but I think it's more for Johnny Bananas to yap about, like, you guys are playing Devin's game. You guys are all, you're all against me.
Yeah. I mean,
I mean, everybody's low-key against you. People want to win.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like everyone plays the alliance game, and everyone has certain alliances, and depending on where everyone falls, I mean, like, that's a game that Johnny Bananas and Wes helped to kind of do.
Yeah.
And invent. So, you know, giving big props to Wes, because I feel like that's probably the main one who started it. And we've all been watching it and all been, like, watching you guys follow along the same, like, plot. So it's not really that crazy. Showing him a piece of paper is actually wild, Devin.
Whoa. But, like, yeah, and, like, and now the game cannot be played any other way. Mm-hmm. Like, you need numbers. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. No matter which version of it is. And even, like, 40, it's so important that you have your numbers.
Yeah.
So, so important.
Especially this one. I feel like...
Yeah. Even when they fucking leave.
Yeah. I mean, if you look at Michelle, Michelle got replacements on replacements. Excuse me. Rachel's like, these are my guys, these are who I'm working with, and she's just like been very good at kind of playing this game. And
I think Rachel's pretty likable, like, probably like in there, probably easy to talk to, easy to live with.
Yeah.
So I think I know she's a great competitor. Mm-hmm. And what was it? I think she knows how to like talk to people. She's a trainer, so she probably knows how to motivate people and make them feel like better about themselves.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of people probably gravitate to her. Mm-hmm. So I think she's played a very good game.
Yeah.
This time around.
Yeah.
But yeah, Josh is really, every time he argues, it's like he's looking out for himself. Like he make it sounds like, no, guys, I'm like friends with everybody. But like when it comes to him being definitive and out in the open about it, no, that's not him.
Yeah, no.
And then like we get a bit of like Corey and Tori talking about like, well, who's your number one? And see, getting the numbers. Because like Corey's like, I don't want to say he's like out on an island necessarily.
He's no one's number one.
But yeah.
I mean, like, I guess it's tough because Corey's like on, he's not really in the Vacation Alliance. He's, I don't know. I feel like the whole thing with the Vacation Alliance is a majority of them kind of have the same lifestyle almost.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like none of them really have like kids.
Yeah.
Or have, like, Nani and Casey are getting married, but, like, have, like, partners, like, life partners, except for, like, Nani and Casey. So it's like, yeah, they're all went on vacation together. Corey's busy. Like, everyone else has, like, families. Yeah. And, like, I don't want to be, like, I don't want to, okay, because their life is extremely better than mine, but a life outside the game. Okay, and to be honest, I would love the Vacation Alliance life. That sounds amazing. If any life, I would probably want to have their life, but it seems like they've invested a lot more in the alliances they've built.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Corey is not able to get in there and fully do, because he's always going to be number two to somebody in that fucking Vacation.
Yeah, because like I think a lot of people, Corey has like his first few seasons, they're not in the game anymore.
Yeah,
like what was like, yeah, they're not like and if they were, they're gone by now.
Mm-hmm.
So because like I think a lot of either certain people or younger people, when they're not in the challenge, they're preparing to be in the challenge or living like their life, but still like, you know, very physically fit, still in the mentality, getting ready for the next one. And yeah, Corey's a father.
Yeah. Yeah. He does other things.
He is. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, I did notice that about the Vacation Alliance, because I was like, they all kind
you,
of like...
Not a lot of you got responsibilities.
Yeah.
Other than, like, you know, taking care of yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's nothing wrong with that, A.
That's fire. That's fire.
But, like, I don't know. You went on a vacation with your coworkers. Like, you really... I mean, they are friends, but it's like... So, of course. I mean,
like, what was it? Like, at that point, it's like, what, half of them dated each other or something?
Yeah.
and they've lived with each other.
Yeah.
So, they're probably, like, friends. I guess, except Anissa, because she went
I mean, like, that's also the other thing. I think a lot of the... I don't know. I think a lot of those, like, friendships, although they're there, sometimes they just seem a little bit meaningless when you're out here.
In the challenge.
When you're in the challenge.
I think it's what we see. It's a matter of like assuming, mm-hmm. you know? Oh my God, that reminds me when Casey was going in and she was talking to Rachel. It's like, I think we have like an unspoken understanding. And Rachel in the confessional, I don't know what the fuck she's saying. Like, that, like, yeah, dialogue is important. But into the challenge. What was it? I think they called it a 40-yard dash. It's a giant 40 trench, like, dug up. And what was it? There's puzzle pieces throughout it. You gotta get the puzzle pieces. It's a bunch of balls. Gotta make into a pyramid. Fastest bitch should do it wins. And Michelle has her penalty because she lost last time.
Yes.
And she's feeling so like low. Defeated. Yeah, she's like, I'm always just a fucking loser. And we're watching this like, yeah. And
I did not say that. I was like, I'm rooting for Michelle. I think she can do it. I think she could pull it out.
What was it? I was hoping she wasn't going to be last. Mm-hmm. I knew she would struggle, but yeah. I was hoping she wouldn't be last. Mm-hmm. And what was it? Yeah, at the end, it was between Aviv and Michelle, and Michelle did lose, yeah.
Yeah. I really thought she was going to be able to pull it out at the end, because I don't know. I don't know about Aviv and puzzles, but I know about Michelle and puzzles, so I thought she was going to pull it out.
Yeah, I guess certain puzzles.
Yeah.
And what was it? And too bad for Michelle, because she's a target. So but Cara wins, so she's safe. So it's Michelle and Olivia.
Yeah, pretty much. And I'm sure that, like, sucks to go against your friend. Like, they seem like they're the closest in the house.
And Jordan wins, but I put here that he's petty as fuck about it. Because we were talking about before, like in between the episode, but before this challenge started, I was wondering, like, do you think Jordan is having a bit of an ego loss? That, like, Kyland is, like, popping his pussy on this challenge, like, heavily? Mm-hmm. Severely. And I was like, I don't know, maybe we'll see that later or maybe in another season. And you're like, we're gonna see it this season. The minute Jordan wins, fuck you, Kylan. You can't win three times in a row. I can still win dailies. Oh, that was fast.
We both looked at each other. We're like,
it was the season.
He's feeling some type of way. I feel like, I don't know, when someone's like as big of a threat as Kylan.
Yeah, because
you're like, how can you not peep it?
Because after CT, it became every time you see Jordan in a challenge, it's like, fuck me, bro. Like, you're stupid mad. Mm-hmm. But now, what was it? We're seeing that it's like, everyone's looking at like, wait, Kylan's kind of going crazy as fuck right now. What's up with this guy?
Yeah.
I feel like, and like, what was it? It's how people felt about Jordan. It's going on to Kylan. And I think Jordan's he's a very smart person. So he saw it immediately. Like, I can still do it.
Yeah, no, I think definitely Kylan and Horacio from, like, the new people, they're, like, I would say they're, like, the ones that, well, of course, like, Horacio said he's not going to do it no more. But, like, I think from those seasons, they were definitely probably the ones, especially the older people, were, like, we got to get them out. They got to go.
I feel like Kylan has a better social game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
So, Horacio, come back. I don't know. Feel better. I think he could be so great.
Yeah, I feel like once he gets a better social game, I think he's gonna.
Yeah, crack out of your shell, bro. But yes. So Corey loses, which was like, damn it, come on, Corey. But he gets a penalty for the next episode. And back into the bus. We usually don't get shots of the bus, you know? Usually it's just immediately back in the house. So we were in for a good one.
I feel like we used to get more shots of the bus.
Yeah,
in like,
right?
Other seasons, yeah.
Because, like, usually right after the challenge, that's when you're still emotional, you know? You're like, shouldn't have fucking lost or whatever. And, you know, people used to sit on pasta and throw it out the window. Like, I mean...
Throwback. That's like a funny fight.
What was it? People used to like rap battle and then like degrade someone's disability. Like people used to do crazy shit in the
people
bus.
People used to give people wedgies.
And turn it into a necklace.
Yeah.
God, those were the days. Yeah. But what was it? Michelle lost. She's going in. She's going in against Olivia, her best friend in the game. And she's pretty fucking annoyed about it. So she... decides to push Bananas. Now, this episode was executive produced by Dan Schneider because there's so much feet in this fucking...
It's so weird.
Yeah, I was like, guys, are we watching Nickelodeon right now? They're both under Paramount. But what was it? Like, I think in the beginning, like, the angels, like, high-five their feet. We're like, okay, weird. You know, silly times. Maybe it's, like, 2 a.m. and everyone's delirious. But it kept going.
Not only that, it was, like, the way they were talking about it.
Oh, that's right.
They were like, Kara would have been in there. She didn't have those, like, bunions. Like,
which is a weird thing.
It would have been in the
angels. Why would you say some bunions? Shit like that?
Yeah.
Why would you? It's a weird thing to talk about somebody else's, like, body like that. Also very specific.
Yeah,
I thought that was very, very strange.
And then
she can't be part of the alliance because her feeds are ugly. What, Kara's catching strays all season.
Yeah.
Leave her home.
And like then Michelle, Tori, Olivia, and Kara are in the other room, and Kara comes in and she's like, you know, they're like out here like massaging each other's feet like they always do, which is like, you know what, people feed her after like doing physical activity. I get that, but it's like, oh well, now they're high-fiving feet, they're doing this with their feet, they're like, oh, Carl would have been in this if she didn't have those bunions. Oh, like it's getting like weird. And then Michelle's like, Kara is like, damn, if only my feet weren't so ugly, then maybe I would be. It's just getting very weird. So when Michelle made that comment on the bus, I thought it was hilarious.
Yes, but I think we missed something because I didn't catch it immediately. But on the bus, what was it? People took off their shoes. They were in the mud. So mm-hmm. took off their shoes, socks. Okay. And so Aviv and Bananas were like, what was it? Dabbing each other up with their feet.
I think their feet were just like close together and they just like kind of like
they were footsing.
Yeah, their feet were really close together and they were like touching.
No, but they were like sliding it. They were like doing a handshake with it. A foot they? Shake.
In
yes.
In the bus.
In public on national television. And I think since like footsie,
we gotta watch it back now just so we can confirm or nor deny this later.
No, I swear, that's why I was like, why it's going on?
Yeah, I did see their foot together. I was like, like we're back to the foot thing. And then Michelle was like, I was like, can I take my feet off?
And I was like, can I join this party? What's going on over there? And I think it's because, you know, like, oh, they're playing footsies underneath the table. It's a connotation of flirting. Aviv is married. So that's, that's what I missed. I just thought, okay, hey, you're doing something weird. And mm-hmm. Bananas immediately, you're taking low blows. I can't believe you.
Women are always this catty. Now, this is the moment where I stop rooting for all of the angels. Because the fact that you guys sat back and let that man speak the way he spoke, talking about women are catty, talking about women are this, all for a very small fucking comment is very crazy to me.
Yes. And I'm going to be honest, like, I don't think maybe Aviv shouldn't have been as, like, taken back from this. But like, cause like, yes, there was an insinuation, but like, I don't know. I think it's obvious that that's not what that's happening. I think she's just making fun of y'all doing some weird shit.
Yeah,
but for y'all to get so mad, what's going on? My husband doesn't like it when I touch other men's feet. Like,
what are we talking about right now?
I think Bananas going that crazy was like to me, because like nothing happened. I don't think I heard the like tone of the way Michelle said it, because I was still like, yo, we're still on feet, bruh. We're still
she
on.
She sounded
them.
Giggly to me.
She sounded like she was just like being like a child. She was being like immature.
She sounded like she was annoyed.
Yeah.
She wanted to make a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And she wanted to be at Banana's expense because she was pissed. So yeah. All the things.
But then like Banana starts going like meaner. Because I think, what was it? Like Michelle didn't even say full on, oh, you guys are feet fucking? Like,
yeah.
Michelle did. Oh, we feet fucking now.
Fucking
and now. She censored that. Like, she didn't even do anything like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she really didn't say much.
But then Bananas is just like, you're with the man that's going to fucking leave mm-hmm. you. You suck in the game because you suck and your friends suck. And you're like, he was so much meaner.
Yeah.
And he was just like, I can't believe you would say some shit like that. Like, what are we talking
about? Well, you said worse.
You callous.
This is when I was really happy Kara stepped in, because I really do think that, like, I don't know. I really do think that him and Laurel are friends for a reason. Like, I really do think that they don't see themselves in what they're criticizing, which is, like, kind of crazy. And it's just very strange to watch. And I'm glad Kara stepped in and was like, oh, because you don't go low at all, Banana.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't do any of that. You're perfect. You eat that shit. Go Hoff. Like,
you just tried to break Michelle and Devin up. I'd say that's so much worse. Michelle doesn't even hold a candle to type of fucking vile shit like that.
Yeah. Like, all that happened was your feet touched and she made a joke. And it was, why are you guys doing it? It is weird. The feet touching is weird.
Why are you doing the third waltz with your feet? Like, I don't understand.
And I completely understand, like, when you guys massage each other, when you guys, you know, lay on the same bed together because you get close because you're living together. I completely understand that.
Because some people know how to do that. Like, they're trained or, like, they own a gym. So it's just like, all right, everyone's taking care of each other. It's kind of fire.
Yeah, that's really cute and that's really sweet. But the feet thing is strange. And the way you guys were talking about the feet thing, so don't act like it's not weird. Don't act like this is something out the blue that Michelle fucking said. Like, there's a series of conversations that went on about you guys' feet before that happened. So, so for them to be inside the fucking pool, it's like, oh my God, she acted like... she acted like I could get pregnant from that. Like, that was crazy. I was like, I don't think she acted like that at all. I'm going to be honest. Unless we miss something.
Yeah. MTV, full uncut feet episode. We need to know how deep it was, bruh. How deep.
Once again, unless we miss something.
Yeah, unless you guys didn't show us something.
Show everything, which I'm sure, like, we're going to watch a couple of Bananas podcasts.
Unless it's, like, something crazy.
He'll get it out.
Like, if someone's putting a foot in their mouth, don't show us that, MTV. Just tell us it happened.
No need to. Actually, don't want the full uncensored feet episode.
Like, depending on how bad it is. Yeah. Sorry. That shit was crazy. And what was it? Then after that, like, Corey starts talking to Michelle about game and potentially targeting Derek. But I think that's going to fall on deaf ears, bruh. Mm-hmm. Corey was just kind of like, fuck. Because, like, I think this whole episode was gearing that Michelle's going to come back in the game. Because, like, no one talked to Olivia, like, at all. So Corey just didn't want to be a target if Michelle wins that elimination. And,
it's definitely a tough situation because, like, at this point, like... Like, yeah, you've worked in some capacity with all the people you're with, all the guys, except for Bananas and maybe Jordan.
But Jordan's not safe. An option. Yeah. L's. And this is when we get a moment of Corey and Kara talking, which we were kind of I didn't think about this duo at all until, like, it was in front of my face. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, because they've been kind of, like, soloing it for a while, or people they were, like, attached to left very fast. Mm-hmm. So I was just like, wait a minute. We should be each other's number one. We're like, yes! Because they're both pretty decent competitors.
I don't like how Corey was like, well, Michelle's my number one, but the second Michelle puts me up, that's when, well... And I'm like, I really want to be like, honestly, Corey, Michelle was never your number one, so Kara should be yours. No. Like, Michelle was never, like... If you clearly, like, I don't know. Like, actually, it might be different. Well, not even. It's probably different inside the game, but, like, watching the game, like... The episodes and the way they're falling out, you could clearly tell who's Michelle's go-to people and the people she has to have their back.
And I think, like, because with Michelle, she had so many number ones, they just kept going fucking home.
Yeah.
So, except for Kylan. I wouldn't have relied on Michelle as much. I think he probably saw her as someone who is protected and gets protected. Mm-hmm. Sometimes because she's been, like, losing these past few times, but I think that's what it was. He's just like, she has a lot of numbers, or always comes in with a lot of numbers, maybe I can get in on that. And I think that's maybe what he was thinking, because other than that, like, I would not think I would ever be Michelle's number one in this season.
I honestly it's like Michelle and Josh are almost on the same page with me, but, like, when watching the show, I'm like, I don't think I'd ever work with those people, because it's like, yeah, you have number ones, and yeah, like, everyone could be friends, but, like, it doesn't really mean much. Like, you're kind of friends and buddy-buddy with everybody, mm-hmm. and you finesse them in a way where they're all would never put you in, but, like, when it comes down to it, there's only so many times... That is helpful, actually.
Yeah. And this is when Rachel, like, we're, I think we're kind of realizing they're not Johnny's angels. They're Rachel's angels. Because mm-hmm. Rachel seems like cool, calm, and collected, not really stressing as much. Because mm-hmm. she's either safe or she's winning.
Yeah.
Like, this has been a pretty fucking decent, like, season for her.
Yeah.
And, like, and her angels is Josh, Aviv, Jenny, and Johnny. And this is when Josh is starting to be, like, I think, like, residual, annoyed with Michelle. Like, you know what? Fuck that alliance. Like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna stick with, like, Johnny and Rachel. Mm-hmm. And, what was it? This is when they're in the club.
And they not all fail.
We said that already, but it still kills me. Yeah. This is when, like, Michelle has, like, a breakdown. Like, I think, like she'll have these moments when she's, every time she loses, she gotta cry. Mm. And listen, I think I would too.
Honestly, it just seems like an overwhelming situation.
Yeah.
You're away from your family, you're away from all your other friends, and you're about to send your one closest friend home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, and Johnny cannot stop low-blowing you and cannot saying the meanest shit to you.
He is dead-ass like a bully at school, because, like, yeah. she's going to her crying. Look, she's crying again. It's really crazy. Johnny is a great villain.
Yeah.
In every sense of the word.
Yep.
And I'm like, what was it? Yeah, it does suck. But at the same time, like, no one's talking game with Olivia. Like, I think mm-hmm. this is just Michelle's, like highlight episode, it feels yeah. like. And, but this is, like, when they get back from the club, that's when Aviv confronts Michelle and Olivia about the foot comment, mm-hmm. which I think.
Michelle's nice.
She's very nice.
Although the comment was not made for you, I feel like you should know that it wasn't made for you. And we should just keep it pushing, knowing that.
I think, like, what was it? That insinuation. I know no one would like that, being on the, like, tail end. And I think it's one of those things where, like, Aviva's been quiet. I don't want to say she's been skating by, but, I mean, like, I think around that now area. But now there's other, like, all of a sudden, like, because, like, she's not the topic of conversation a lot. Mm-hmm. She doesn't have an enemy. There's no drama with her. But now all of a sudden it's something like this. Mm-hmm. So I think, what was it? The one thing that's, like, about her, it's, like, in poor taste. Like, yeah, she won't like it. But if I was Michelle, I'd be like, Johnny tried to break me and my man up. You're catching a stray. I'm sorry your feelings are hurt. But I would have done it to any other bitch that was footsie with bananas.
Him. I'm sorry it had to be you, but, you know.
Yeah, it's not a matter of fact, like, am I the asshole? It's, hey, I'm being the asshole, too. I'm going low. He's going low, I might go low, a little low. But I don't think Michelle, from what we saw, it didn't seem like, it seemed like that was a lot. But, like, listen, I've never been married, never had kids, and never had someone insinuate I'm having an affair.
I mean, I don't know. I just feel like, yeah, Michelle's nice. I feel like I get what she means. She's definitely the type of person who wants to just be a regular amount of cool with everyone in the house because she's living there. Because it's like, so it can just, there is no tension. But I just feel like there's already tension, so let me just pile on. But that's just me being me. I'm a petty Leo. So.
Oh, yeah, I'm petty. So if she came up to me, it's like, I feel like that comment wasn't necessary. And I'm just like,
I felt like it was.
Like, what was it? Like, honestly, that comment is Johnny placeholder. Like, it's not like, yeah, him and fuck you, Aviv. It's Johnny and fuck whoever else he's with type shit. It's placeholder. It's not Aviv. Yeah. But we're all catching strays, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's how I would feel about it.
Yep.
Frankly. Sorry, Aviv.
Whoopsie.
And there was no deliberation because it was, you know,
easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Yeah. So
Olivia and Michelle go in.
An elimination, I think it was called Stranded. It's like there is like a ladder that looks like DNA, but there's no ladder steps.
Yeah.
You gotta put the right poles so you can go up the ladder. And then there's a puzzle on top. You take the puzzle down and then you have to figure out, it's a word puzzle.
Yeah.
Now, what was it? Olivia is fast. She's from Alaska. Mm-hmm. I guess you do hard shit out there. I don't know. It's all the way out the fuck way.
Yeah.
And what was it? So she feels like she's really strong and pretty fast.
Well, she says she also rock climbs. So she's
that part, I knew I was missing something. Alaska got rocks that you climb. And Michelle's like, she's good at puzzles. So it's just like, okay. It's like, where's, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And like, what was it? I mean, I knew Michelle coming back, it would piss off bananas, and that's great television. So I was rooting for Michelle.
I was rooting for Michelle.
I was. Mm-hmm. I felt bad for Olivia. Like, what was it? like, because she's going to go home. Because, like, if Olivia went back in the game, like, she has, like, barely anyone, like, talking to her as much. Or remember, we just don't see a lot of that. I can only think of her and Kylan. Like, yeah. I don't really see, like, a lot of her numbers are gone. But, alas, it does all the way to the puzzle. That's when Olivia's like, guys, I'm dyslexic. This is tough for me.
Yeah, no. From even the way she, like, was, like, the way that they approached the puzzle and the rock climbing was just so different. Michelle, I think she's a very logical, like, practical person. She's like, I'm going to line these up. Then it'll be much easier for me to see where it goes where, which is smart. And Olivia's, like, much more, you know, go get it. So she just puts it all on. And, you know, she gets it. She does that quickly. Michelle is a little bit after, but, like, then, like, so it's like Olivia's approach to the ladder was, I think, the best. But Michelle's approach to the puzzle, the word puzzle, is the best because she doesn't even put the stuff on right away. She looks at all the letters first, mm-hmm. and then she puts it down on the ground, and then she reassembles it on the thing. And I was like, wow, the way my dyslexic brain could not have done what Michelle did is crazy.
I wouldn't even have thought of that.
To do it, yeah.
I mean, like I've said before, when there's a time constraint, my skill level on anything mm-hmm. minus 50. Like, yeah. It's like, I'm suddenly like freeze.
Yeah.
I have a stroke.
Especially when you give me letters.
I'm not good at figuring out puzzles because I have no patience. That's what? My issue.
I like figuring out puzzles when it's
like shapes.
Yeah, actually.
Period.
I scored really high in that as a kid. When it's shapes, when it's math, I can do that. When it's letters or a riddle, a problem solving riddle, oh fuck, go fuck yourself.
go fuck yourself.
I'm not doing that. You want me to read, first of all? Second of all,
you want me to understand what I read?
No, I can't do it. So sorry.
And you let me figure out what I read.
Yeah,
no. I think with me, I have to see the word immediately. If I don't see like one yeah. word immediately, I'm like, oh boy, they really got me. They got me with this one. Yeah. They got me, fellas. They got me. But yes, Michelle wins. And goodbye, Olivia. We knew thee well. And her mm-hmm. targets, bananas. Whoa, shocker. Mm-hmm. Josh, because they had a little tit for tat the last time.
Well, yeah, I would pick Josh because, like, this is the problem with being in the middle constantly. It's like you're in the middle of everyone's alliance, so eventually you're going to be
last. So how are you important? You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. So eventually you're going to be last in everyone's alliance. So that's the main issue.
And Michelle chose to keep, Derek's been, I think, very good to her emotionally in the house. Derek also seems like just a ball of sunshine.
Yeah.
Like, I'd feel awful saying his name.
Yeah.
And so it's Corey. So those are the targets for the next episode. Bananas, Josh, and Corey.
Yes. So we head into the next episode, and it's called...
I don't know what the next episode is called.
But I do know they have to be on trucks, and they're on a truck with like a rope and they're swinging to hit targets. There's 12 targets. And because Corey has a penalty from the last round, he is one less target than he'll hit.
Yes. And since Michelle chose Corey as a target, Corey's like, yeah, I'm not working with Michelle anymore. Which, you know, we were yeah. like, you know, if only you heard us from the television, yeah. even though it was filmed months ago, you yeah. know, it's one of those moments. Mm-hmm. And Corey, I think he's definitive with Kara and Tori being his yeah. number ones.
Yeah.
And I mean, like, Tori is just like, well, as long as he's not against Jordan, I'll root for Corey.
Yeah.
But yes, they're hanging off the trucks. And what was it? This challenge is like, it looks so like, oh my God, like, I don't even know how anyone would do mm-hmm. it. I'm like blown away by these people half yeah. the time. Mm-hmm. It's crazy because like, what was it? Not to like belittle them. Some of them come from Big Brother. The skill you need for that is social. Mm-hmm. Some of them come from Love Island, another social one, and persuasion and all that. Or, you know, your body.
Well, that's also.
So seeing them do well in this is cool. I think yeah. it's really cool. Or even attempt it. It's cool.
Yeah. It's also like one of those things where how the fuck are you going to practice that at home?
Yeah, right.
Like, how the fuck did you walk into it and be like, oh, this is how you do this. And this is how you do this.
And the last episode before Michelle and Olivia went up, Olivia asked Michelle, you've ever done something like this before? Michelle's like, what?
Yes, because it was like they were both looking before the elimination. They were both looking at the DNA. And then Olivia looks at Michelle like, have you ever done something like this before? And she was like, fuck you mean?
Like, where would I do this?
Yes. I never even seen one of this in my life.
And what was it? Yes, Corey's penalty. It was like minus one.
Yeah.
So like he get five, it'll minus one. At the end, it'll get four. But there's actually 12 targets. And what was it? The girls who did it first. I think it was Michelle and Michelle and Tori?
Jen.
Yeah, they didn't do well like at all.
No,
very
Jenny
bad.
Did better than Michelle, but still not good.
Yes, yeah, they got and I think it's like going like 45 miles an hour the first time around, which was that's fast if you're hanging off a fucking semi.
Yeah.
It's very like Mission Impossible.
I want to do this one. This one sounds sick as shit.
I don't even know how. Like, well, I think I would do what Jen did, like, or like Tori. They like just froze and didn't swing. I think I'd freeze. Yeah. I don't think I could do this. But what was it? Jordan perfect score got 12.
Yeah.
And what
Banana's
was it?
Perfect score got 12.
He didn't get a perfect score.
He did.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Bananas did not. He did not get a perfect score.
I could have sworn he did, but he didn't get it as fast as the other one. Or maybe he
that
did.
That doesn't matter. The speed doesn't matter. The time doesn't matter. Oh, you're right,
because got the same speed. Yeah, so then he had to miss one.
What was it? Yeah, like, I think he was like high up there, but then I think, Jordan got a perfect score. Mm-hmm. Kylan tried, but he missed one. Mm.
Yeah.
And I know that probably made Jordan feel good, but oh, Black Horse, no one saw him coming. Derek. Another perfect score.
Yeah. So then they have to do...
For the boys, it was, what was it? What do they call it? Like death match.
Yeah. So the one...
The first person to miss one.
Yeah. And Jordan loses. Missed one.
Yeah. Oh, God. We were clenching. I was clenching my ass.
My ass was clenched. I was like, come on.
Come on, Derek. Right? Like, yeah. And he was doing it with a smile. Like, what was it? Before they had their round, what's his face? Jordan was trying to be like, ooh, like, you know, puff his chest, hit it, very man.
Yeah.
Like, let's do this. And Derek is just smiling, like, waving at the camera. So cute. It's like a Macy's Day Parade.
Yeah. No, I loved it.
So good. And that's when people are like, is Derek like someone to watch out for? Yes, absolutely. Bitch. Like, what was it? The All-Star season he was before, he was like really showing out.
Yeah.
He's a great competitor and he has a fantastic social game.
Yeah.
So like it was great to see him win. It was kind of like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was really happy to see Derek win because, you know, he's just like, he has a great social game. He's charismatic to watch on television.
He's entertaining.
He's entertaining. He's funny. He's all the things that we love in reality TV. And yeah. So how could you not root for Derek?
Yeah. And even in the confessionals, just like, I'm not treating this as like a sport thing. I'm treating this like I'm in a parade and I'm going by drag brunch and I'm snatching their fucking wigs.
Wig snatch, wig snatch.
Yeah, mine. And Rachel is the girl winner. So I kept saying it's a gay chamber, but I kept saying cabinet. It's our first gay cabinet,
it's
guys.
It's our first gay cabinet.
Aviv and Josh are the losers.
Sorry.
Yep. I mean, what was it? I think like Aviv got two, Michelle got three, Jenny got five. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Poor Aviv. Yeah. So the next time around, Aviv will have a penalty.
Yeah.
And the, what was it? Yay, I have a gay chamber here. What was it? And, what was it? As much as it's great, it's, Rachel that decides.
Yeah.
So we're like, Corey's going in.
Yeah.
And ultimately, in the chamber, yeah.
Corey is going in. And Derek is like, I'm just co-signing. Co-sign.
That's her decision.
That's really must be nice for Derek. Like, he's like, it's not my fault. And I won.
Good.
So,
I won, Jordan, which is like, that would make me feel great. Yeah. Come on, beating Jordan. And what was it? And I think Corey, like, I think he's like mad enough, but also like mentally aware enough to be like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going to go in. I'm going to take Josh out since he pissed me off earlier this season. Yeah. Go somewhere with that. Nah, yeah. Corey's going to send him somewhere with that.
He sure did.
And I like how we got a little moment of like Corey talking to Nelson.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That was a really cool moment.
I miss Double O Nelly.
I do. I remember.
I was about to say, we used to not like him so much. But, like, after the last season we saw him, we were just, I don't know. He's, like, thoroughly entertaining. Although, I really, anytime he gets into relationships, I'm sure I'm going to get back to not liking him so much. But.
That part.
But he is thoroughly entertaining to watch. He's just funny. And, yeah, he seems like he has a good head on his shoulder. He seems like just, like, a fun person to be around in a challenge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope, like, he's funny. If there's a chance, if he ever wants to come back to the challenge, like, yes. I would love to see that.
I would love to see that. I think I don't know. I see him on Instagram.
Oh, yeah. He's
ripped. So, like, yeah. Man's is jacked.
He makes me feel like I should go to the gym.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, no. He's like, yeah, I think he could.
I think we give him a try. Come on, MTV. Make it more accessible.
Yeah. Yeah, make it more accessible. Make it so he could come back.
Yeah, be the progressive channel you always claim to be.
Yeah. And get Jordan a glove.
Get Jordan a proper glove. Mm-hmm. What was it? I love that Kara tried to nudge Rachel to, like, you should pick Bananas. That would be such a baller move. And, like, Rachel's like, Bananas is, like, my number one. I will not be doing that. And it's like, darn. Yeah. But that would be such a boss bitch move. Kara said it like, I don't need you anymore. You're disposable. What villain is that? Oh my god. That would have been the gag of all gags.
Honestly, I would have been obsessed with Rachel.
Oh yeah.
That would have been like my favorite, like probably would be like top three female competitors moments. On the challenge all time.
Oh my god. If
it'll
she
be
just...
right up there with this man has this, I'm taking the money tea. Love it. I love a femme fatale moment. Like, that, oh, she ate that.
I think the only, like, if I was Rachel, I'd be just like, this is not that time, because, like, since Bananas is beating Josh, so that's what it would be. I'd be like, this is not, if I'm taking Bananas out, he has to be out for this to be ooh so savory. But no, Rachel saving Bananas. Yep. boo-hoo. So this elimination, I didn't get the name of it, but it's like, what was it, there's like a divide, and then one person's playing defense and one is offense.
Yes.
They're both running. The what was it? The offensive is just trying to run all the way down and hit that bell. The offense is running, trying to jump over a haystack and prevent the person on the other side from hitting that bitch ass bell. Mm-hmm. And Corey loves to remind us that back in high school and college, he did football.
Yes.
And Josh works out. Yeah. Corey's just faster.
Yeah.
Corey's just faster.
Yeah, Corey's faster. Corey's faster. I don't know. Josh is just a little, like, he's not, like, stable. Like, I think when he gets into, like, I think his, like, main problems, I think, is when he gets into eliminations, I think he overthinks. Or he underthinks. Things, which is like a tough thing to balance. I mean, I don't know how I would do it, so let me just stop. No shade to Josh. I don't know. I think I would have done a shit job, but like, I think it's like, I think what Banana said is so true. I think he would be, he has all the aspects into winning. Something always goes wrong.
Yeah.
And him tripping over that haystack and him being able to figure out the haystack, and then him not being as fast as Corey. I mean, yeah, Corey's fast. Corey's been fast.
Corey's fast, and he like damn near cleared the haystack. He jumped over it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe that's Josh. You need to do some jumps.
It's like, I don't even know.
Because like the challenge is such a like, exactly, like it's like you have to be good at everything and nothing. Yeah. And that's why, what was it, people like Bananas and CT and Jordan are like such like revered challengers, because it's seemingly that they are good at everything.
Yeah. and Wes.
And Wes, yes.
You know, I saw someone on TikTok. It's like, I just feel like lately we've been getting a lot of props to Johnny that some of them should actually be going to West. So I'm like, yeah, you know what? Because they had the challenge like Mount Rushmore, and they didn't put West on it. And it's like, you didn't put West on it, and you got to be honest. That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, West, come back. Yeah. Do one season. Just surprises
again.
Go to a All Stars.
Yeah.
I'd love to see an All Stars too.
Yeah.
But yes, Corey won.
Yeah,
plain Corey, and simple. Corey won the fuck out of that.
Corey ate him up.
And Josh, Josh cried. That's what I have on.
Josh cried.
Josh lost, and like, listen, it's tough.
Together for a long time, but it is tough.
You know, like it's like I could root for Josh. He just has to like shut the fuck up a bit more and get out of his head.
Yeah,
because like when he talks about like my family escaped Cuba to come here, I wanted to give them a better life. You won Big Brother though, so you already won like a TV show. But like I get it, like you know you want to like keep making them proud and like what was it like? I don't know what that dynamic is him and his family, but like I remember thinking like, oh man, he really wants to win one of these. Didn't he win one? Won a TV show already?
Yeah.
But listen, I'll shit on Josh all day, but I like seeing him in the challenge because he makes me laugh. Like, listen, he stirs up shit. He don't make sense. He pissed me off, but then seeing him go home, like I'm like, see, that's how it's supposed to be.
That's how it's supposed to be. I feel right with the universe.
I mean, like, what was it? But I can see Josh get better, though. I can see it. I absolutely. Can. Like, this is probably one of the longest he's, like, no.
No.
Because I remember once he, like, right before the finale.
That's, like, yeah.
But he stayed long.
I mean, and he always stays long. And I think, like, Zach, I saw him do an interview with Zach. Zach told him, like, the challenge is kind of fucking ridiculous. Like, it's, like, half, like, brains, half smarts. And a shit ton of luck and a shit ton of like goofiness. So it's like, how are you supposed to, the fact that Josh is always able to make it as far as he makes it just proves how good he is, because he's at least making it to right before the final or like two episodes before.
Yeah.
Some people can't even get past that.
Oh yeah. Like, what was it? Yeah, there's so many, the challenge is so multifaceted. Like, if CT went home before I did, I'm a feel good.
Yeah, I'd be like, oh, CT's home, so I'm still here.
What was it? Like,
if Jordan goes home before you, I had like,
nothing
wow,
to do with that, but that feels like a win, and I'm going to take that
home. Yes, I'm taking that home with me. I stayed longer than CT.
Period.
Yeah.
And so the new targets, Corey, decided it is Aviv, Jenny, and Michelle. Poor Aviv, you have a target on your back and you have a penalty.
Yeah.
So, what was it? I mean, like, the numbers are going down. At one point, you're going to have to start stressing.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
Yeah. I mean, I think Aviv's a great competitor. She hasn't won one, and neither has Jenny. Well, I think Jenny has.
Won one what?
Daily by herself.
Oh. Jenny has won one, yes.
Daily by herself? Not with the team.
I don't know if it's by herself. I don't remember that.
Yeah, I don't think
because I remember seeing her. Remember in the chamber, and she ate up Michelle and like somebody else. Was like, I don't give a fuck about their their position in the game. So you decide. I don't care. You remember that? Yeah. So like, she did. I guess she did win one.
Yeah, she was in the chamber at one point making decisions, but I don't think she's won a solo one. Mm. Correct me if I'm wrong. Someone in the comments, correct me if I'm wrong. I don't think she's won a solo one.
Aviv has not.
Yeah, so since...
And neither is Michelle, so this could be interesting.
Yeah. I actually think, in my personal prediction, like, do the That's So Raven things. my prediction is Michelle and Aviv in the bottom. Mm.
They're going in.
Yeah, and I want Michelle to come back.
You know, I would, because then... Johnny's Angels, you know, will be hit with another number loss, and like then, oh, what happens then? Whoa,
Yeah. So, for a woman this season, I'm rooting for Kara.
Honestly, yeah. Like, listen, I've had back and forth, but I think Kara's had like a rough, you know, few moments in the season. So, Kara, And yeah. Corey.
Yeah. I think Kara's the Kara and Corey, yeah. I think Kara's the baddest bitch to ever play this game. She deserves a third win. A woman deserves to break that that streak, and I think she's the one to do it. And Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Or Derek.
Oh, I think like for the men, like what was it? Corey, Derek, maybe Kyland. That'd be cool. And then Kyland, yeah. I do think Derek and Corey should get it before Kyland, with all due respect.
Yeah.
I think it's a seniority thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a seniority thing. I think Kyland has plenty of opportunities to come back and win, and I think he's going to. So I want Corey to win. Corey seems like he's there's been a few times where he's like, oh, I'm taking a back seat from the game. Oh, he's taking a break, and he's come back taking a break. And like, I just think he deserves a win if he ever feels like stopping, which I don't want him to ever do. Ever. Don't do that.
I think, like, what was it? Corey, if you win this one, get your girlfriend a goddamn ring and take your family on a vacation. Enjoy your family life.
No, spend it on a wedding. That woman deserves the world, okay?
I mean, like, don't spend all of it on the vacation, but, like, you know, enjoy your life. That's what I mean. Enjoy your life.
Enjoy your life. You could take a little break.
Take your little break and then come back.
And then come back.
Come back at least to 42.
Yeah. You could take a season off, but I want you back on 42. I am.
You better
I
listen
am
to Corey. Me, Corey.
I listen. I'm Corey's agent, and I'm.
What was it?
And I'm telling him to take a year off, but then I want him back.
We see him on this honeymoon, and then we like on Instagram, like, hey, remember, you gotta come back.
Remember, you gotta come back. We're only giving you one season off.
What was it?
We are the executive producers of the challenge, and we're Corey's agent. So.
It's like 2 weeks he's still on vacation. We're like, hey, you need to start getting back, you know? Had 2 weeks of
I'm gonna need you to start running. I'm gonna need you to get practicing the puzzles.
Only 2 weeks of PTO. Only 2 weeks of PTO.
We coming back.
All right. And whose game did you wanna do a read on this time?
Oh, let's do Michelle's.
Oh,
we've never done that.
Yeah. I
I think we did a really good job in this episode.
Too. I'm trying to think. Like, I think I'm just rooting for Kara. Like, I can't think of another girl that I'm rooting for.
Nah.
Like,
love Rachel. Love her.
I love Rachel, but I think, gave me the ick.
Bananas Angels gave me the ick. And the fact that she was so okay with that. And to be honest, it made me stop. I stopped rooting for Jenny. I had Jenny's back so many times. And it made me stop rooting for her. Love Tori, but Tori just won one. I think, The OG bad bitch in the house deserves her third win, and I want that.
Yeah, I think that's how I feel. So sorry. I think in order it's Kara, and Tori, then Rachel, and who I want to win. I have a feeling Aviv is not making the final.
Eight of Swords. Yeah, I don't think Aviv's making the final either.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Aviv. I just... Something... What was it? Something in the clairvoyancy. I don't fucking know.
Something in the clairvoyancy.
I just see it somewhere. I don't know where I'm seeing it, but I'm seeing it. It's eight, right?
Yes, the Eight of Swords.
Upright?
Yes.
Negative thoughts, self-imposed restriction, imprisonment, victim mentality. Well, I couldn't find another way to describe Michelle sometimes.
Yeah, honestly, that sometimes. Just seems like Michelle. I think once she gets out of that, I think she can, because, yeah, every time she steps into the season, she's like, oh, I'm not as strong as these girls, I'm not as these girls, but you just beat Olivia, and I think Olivia's pretty fucking strong.
Yeah.
You've taken, at this point, she's the woman who's taken out the most people in elimination.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think, that proves to something that, like, you're there for a reason. You get as far as you get for a reason. No matter how much in previous seasons it's annoyed the fuck out of me how far you get. But there's a reason for it. You're not just a bitch to walk all over.
Like, what was it? Like, Michelle, you gotta think of it that way. Like, yeah, Bananas and Tori, like, they're all shitting on you. But we're in the same place in the competition right now because we're still here together. Mm-hmm. So we're in the same amount of good and bad. Because mm-hmm. I'm still fucking here.
Yeah.
And Bananas, you've been thrown down a lot too. So like, yeah, I'd be like, babes, right now we're on the same level this season.
And to be honest, it also says something to you that like a lot of strong competitors in this competition want you as like
yes, they're number one.
As their number one. Like Corey is pretty tough in this game. For him to want you as his number one really says something.
And also for Bananas wanted to break up your fucking relationship to keep you as a number. You
as a number is like really says something. You're a very important number in a lot of these people's games. Your social game is impeccable and you're fucking.
And that's coming from bitches that barely like you, Michelle.
Yeah. I mean, I've come to like her a lot this season.
This season, she's come around. But it's one of those things where I fear, I'm like, is it situational? Is next season, are you going to piss me off?
I hope not. I really hate it. I said, I hope not. I think this season, like, I just feel like you're right. So I think your feelings are valid. And I don't like watching people get gaslit. I think that's part of the reason why I'm so on Kara's side this season is because I don't like seeing people get gaslit. I don't like seeing people get bullied. Like, and it just seems like those two are just really taking it from all ends.
Pause. But yeah, I
that's not really like everyone's just like, you know, everyone's being mean to them, and it's just like, don't act like their feelings aren't valid. Don't act like, especially Johnny, like, don't act like their feelings aren't valid. Don't act like on Laurel's side, don't act like anyone is deserving to be said that to,
yeah,
for any reason whatsoever. Mm-hmm. So yeah,
period.
I'm riding for them this season.
Yeah, like, I mean, all due respect, I don't think Michelle's, even if she makes it to a final, I don't think she's winning.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, I hope Michelle looks back on this season and is proud of herself. Yeah. I think she should be proud of herself.
Because of how much she put up with, like.
Yeah, and how she, I'd say you've persevered. Yeah. I'd say so.
Yeah.
People can cry and still persevere. It's fine. Yeah.
I think tears are regular. Tears are natural tears. People should be allowed to cry. I don't think Michelle cries
as much as
Josh. Like, I don't think it's an obscene amount. Like, that's enough. All the things she's cried for, I'm like, that's like, I cry too.
Yeah, that's something we talked about. Like, what was it? Like, when Michelle was having that moment and crying and Bananas was laughing at her. Or, like, even, like, in, what was it? The previous episode, like, Jordan was happy. He's like, I'm glad I don't have to be in a chamber where the girls will just cry about sending their friend in. I'm tired of, like, the narrative. Like, I'm tired of working with girls because they cry all the fucking time. The guys have been crying this season a lot, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Corey cried at the end of this episode. I've seen Bananas cry.
Yeah.
I feel like crying is natural.
Jordan's cried in this game as well. Yeah. Like, well, maybe not this season, but like
in general,
guys. Yeah, like, I'm tired of that. Like, I'm tired of listening to their fucking emotions. Like, don't act like yours don't get in the fucking way of your game either.
Yeah. And by the way, anger is an emotion.
Yeah. Confidence is like that. Hubrisness, that's an emotion too. That ego, mm-hmm. it is. Mm-hmm. So like, I'm tired of like, oh, I'm tired of hearing them cry. Like, I'm tired of hearing your bullshit bravado.
Yeah.
And then have you end up losing
anyway
because of it.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah, that was something I was like, girl, go somewhere with that.
Go somewhere with that.
That is Corey's line for me. Like, if seasons to come, I'm going to be thinking of, go somewhere with that.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. Like, just outwardly looking in, I actually don't think Josh was the most emotional person this season of the challenge. I don't think it was Kara. You know who I think was the most emotional person this season of the challenge? I actually think is Johnny Bananas.
Oh, by a long shot.
So, I think this, like, whole, like, oh, they're crying. Uh-huh. Like, Johnny doesn't cry. He bitches, he moans, he complains, he gets mad, he yells, he does all the things like he did all of them this season. So that's how I feel.
Period. So let us know who you are rooting for.
Yeah.
What was it? Down below, comment, or like, what was it? Are you a fan of Johnny? Or do you disagree with us?
Yeah.
What was it? Like, subscribe. You can also listen to an audio version of this on Spotify and everywhere else you hear podcasts.
Yeah.
And thank you for dreaming with us. Bye.